Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Northern Colorado, welcome to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm your host, Brady Hull. Got the one and only Jay Dunn on the other side of the bulletproof glass, ready to rock and roll here on this rainy, kind of snowy, cold. I love it though. Cloudy, gloomy, rainy. Yeah. Way better than the wind stuff. Get that out of here. This is fine. Absolutely fine for me. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Did you have a good weekend? What'd you do, James? What was on the schedule? Did you get after it a little bit? What'd you do?
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of baseball watching.
Did you really?
No, that was about it.
You watched the Rockies beat the worst team in the world?
Yeah, basically 3-21. That is just ridiculous. The Reds are awful.
Their worst start in franchise history. So the Rockies sweep the Reds. Smoke them in two games. One game was kind of close, but hey, that's, you took care of it. You needed to sweep them. I said they would sweep them. They got it done. Off today, and they're going up against Washington starting tomorrow. This is a weird May for the Rockies. Everybody's talking about how April is their best month always. Well, Jade's, again, the first month of baseball tells us a very small percentage of the story. However, you look at some of the other teams, the teams they're going up against, save for San Francisco, which they do see twice. They see in two series this month. The Mets are really good. Miami's pretty good. But other than that, nobody's beating the world right now. Nobody's running away. So a lot of these series are winnable for the Rockies. And I mean, Washington, then you're at Arizona. Six games right there you look at and go, can we win four of six? Maybe. Win both of those series? San Francisco's going to be tough. Kansas City's not very good right now, 7-13. The Mets are looking pretty good. Pittsburgh, kind of a 500-ish team. And then they see Washington again in a four-game series to end the month, as well as Miami. So this is an interesting month for the Rockies. There is a very good chance that they can stay well above the 500 mark, which if you are following along at home, you got to be okay with that to start things off.
What was it, a week ago that the Rockies had won all of their series?
Yeah, they've only lost one series so far, right? And that was the one that got just absolutely stomped by Philly. But other than that, they haven't lost. They split one, right? But they haven't lost.
Well, going into last week, there was four teams that hadn't lost a series, and now there's only one remaining.
Right.
It's the Mets.
Yeah, so I think you're happy right now, obviously, with the way things are going for the Rockies. And we'll talk to Jerry Schimmel to start the second hour today. Looking forward to that. Always great chat with him. Let's hit our poll question real quickly, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. After the first month of baseball and a 13-9 record, are you more optimistic about the Rockies' playoffs chances? Yes, no, or just wait. The wheels are about to fall off. 54% of the Hooligans are saying, yeah, we're feeling better about it. We're feeling really good about this. 27% are saying just wait for the wheels to fall off. Are you that guy? Again, there's that guy all the time. And no. Do you feel like the wheels are going to fall off eventually for this team? Oh, okay. I will. I'll do this. I'll give you my guy, Sean. Little cable shout out too. They're riding home. Meenan. Okay, my guys, two legendary guys throughout Greeley, studs. Be careful in this stuff, man. I'll keep you safe. Trials traffic, Jades. We don't know? Okay. Well, just be careful. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll do shout-outs. When are we going to start charging for shout-outs? That'd be a moneymaker, Jades. Your mom and dad would pay us a lot of money for just the shout-outs to them every day.
I'll put that in the good idea book.
Where is that idea book, by the way? I never see it. You always say you're writing in it, and I feel like I say stuff, and then I think you go to grab a book, but I never see any writing.
Trust me, Brady. It's there.
Okay. All right. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'm optimistic. I think this month's actually going to be pretty freaking good for the Rockies. I really do. You got to take care of the – but this is the problem. This is when the Rockies start to struggle. It's not when they lose to good teams that people freak out. It's, okay, you swept the Reds. Great. You should be better than Washington. You should be able to beat them. We'll get into that. Broncos draft. Didn't draft a right tackle. That was, according to our insider, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, right tackle was the number one position of need for Denver. Not only did they not draft a right tackle, they didn't draft any offensive lineman until very late, and they took a center. Luke Wattenberg, just like the name. Pac-12, all Pac-12 honorable mention. So I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see how this draft works out, because that first pick for them, Nick Bonito, the outside linebacker out of Oklahoma, you know what that move was about, right? If Bradley Chubb can't get it together, you've got Nick Bonito taking over. If Chubb can get it together, then you've got both. This is not the same situation when the Broncos drafted Bradley Chubb. Obviously, they had Von Miller and this emerging unknown out of Colorado State in Shaq Barrett. But for some reason, Elway goes, you know what? We could use another guy there. Drafts Bradley Chubb over Josh Allen. Shaq Barrett goes on to annihilate and get a Super Bowl out of the deal in Tampa Bay. And Josh Allen is the top three, maybe better, quarterback in the league. Bradley Chubb is just a guy. The way it is, he's just a guy at this point in his career. I'm not sure when you get to the point of saying, when is enough enough? This is the year. This is it. It is time for Bradley Chubb to either put up or shut up. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Are you concerned they didn't get a right tackle? They did get a tight end, but it's not Trey McBride. Greg Dulcich, the tight end out of UCLA. He was top three. I mean, he was right there. He was right there with Trey McBride, to be fair. You got to be fair here. He was first team all Pac-12. He had 17 yards per catch. So that's a good tight end that's going to come right in, I believe. Number two guy battling, duking it out for Albert O. Listen, I wanted Trey to go to Denver, but he's very good. But it was also the fan side of me. I want to see a local guy, a very local guy all the way through, local, right? Be a Bronco. But I'm not, like, obsessed with it. I mean, it sucked to see Philip Lindsay go, but it is what it is. I do think Greg Dulcich is going to be pretty good, and the Broncos end up taking him in round three at number 80. Okay. Damari Mathis, cornerback out of Pittsburgh. Depth. That's just a depth pickup there. How would you grade this draft class right now? And again, you can't really give legitimate grades out until you see several years down the road. It's what we ought to try to do more of, is grade the classes 2 years later. This was a, to me, kind of a safe draft class. Zach told us, Stevens told us on Friday, though, Jades, that this is a pretty important draft class or draft for the Broncos, not really for next year, but for the next 2 to 3 years. Do you look at any of these guys and go, wow, these guys are building blocks for the next 2 to 3 years? The answer is you don't know. I mean, obviously, Nick Benito was high ranked up there in the linebacker position and the outside linebacker position. It's a good pickup. It's a good get. He played for Oklahoma. I mean, he was really good. He could get after it, and he will rival Bradley Chubb. Now, he'll push Bradley Chubb. Now, in a perfect world, you get both of those guys rolling, and then you mix in Malik Reed, and you're feeling pretty good. You're feeling stacked on that side of things. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's fine. I mean, like, if you just had to grade the awe factor from this, you just go, okay, I don't know, average? What'd you expect with no first-round pick and no, you know, it was a late second-round pick? You got Benito at 64. So I think you did as good as expected, except you did not draft a right tackle. Are you good with Billy Turner at this point being the right tackle for Denver? That's fine. Overall, fine. I got local pickups too. CSU got one guy drafted. That was Trey McBride. Arizona taking him in the second round. Our friend Scott Patchen, of course, we did the Scott Patchen show earlier the year, stud defensive lineman. He signed as a free agent with the Colts. Manny Jones, I believe, signed as a free agent with Arizona. Arizona's looking at Colorado State. Hey, the guy we just interviewed a while ago, Komaté Kofi, the safety, the cornerback out of UNC, signed with the Chiefs. Nate Landman was not drafted for the Buffs. He signed with the Falcons. In fact, this is the first time since 2016 no Buff has been drafted. Really, the only local guy drafted was Trey McBride. Ryan Stonehouse, a punter, didn't expect him to be drafted. I just didn't expect four punters to be drafted over him. He signed with the Titans. Makes sense. They're going to be punting a lot. Run the ball and punt. Pretty good formula for a punter. Jades, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend that was. Good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Hey, why not? I don't care if you're going up against the worst team in the baseball world. You gotta beat bad teams. And for the most part, the Rockies took care of the Reds very easily. In fact, Kyle Freeland was smoking yesterday. He gets my Red Wing Boots Player of the Week. But congrats to the Rocks. They get it done. Kyle Freeland, he was, you know what? Even in a loss last week, Freeland has looked pretty good so far this season.
Two outs, 2-2 on Pham. And he got him down and in with a hard slider. That's a wonderful first inning for Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland's still out there. And Freeland strikes him out again.
2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Got him. Nicely done by Kyle Freeland.
The Rocks are 1 month in, but nobody talks about April. We say, oh, that's when they're supposed to be good. May is the test. Begins tomorrow against Washington. The bad? Well, the Avs start the playoffs tomorrow night. You ready to watch, Jade? You ready? You and I, Mr. Hockey Guy. We are going to watch hockey like you would never believe us to watch hockey before. Seriously. But is it bad that the Avs kind of limped into the playoffs? I know a few of those games. They're resting guys, trying to take it easy. I don't care why. I don't care how. The fact is, you limped into the playoffs. They lost 6 of their last 8 to go into the playoffs. So, how do you feel about that? Hockey guy, diehard Avs fan? Well, Brady, they had injuries. Brady, they're arresting guys. I don't care how it happened. You lost a, almost cussed, you lost a crap ton of games as the best team in hockey. Have your expectations? Are you worried a bit? All right, the ugly for me is another transfer, another local transfer, and a guy that I just was really excited about seeing him tear it up at spring ball a couple of, well, 2 weeks ago. Joe Golden, former UNC Bears defensive end, transfer announced that he was entering the transfer portal like 4 days ago and has now signed with, did not sign. Great conversation. He received an offer from Kent State. So we'll see. I did reach out to Joe about getting on the program. He said he would be interested to talk to us, but needs to get through this week. It's something like finals or something. Something like that. I always forget about it, Jades. So I would like to talk to Joe Golden. If it was more or less a he had reason to believe he was going to be sought after from bigger schools, or was it something else? He looked happier in a clam out at the spring game. So I can't think that it was anything controversial. That's just, again, I reached out to a couple of players, and they said, you know, not that we know of, man. I mean, everything was good. He was happy. But they all said the same thing, which is cool. We just want what's best for him. If he can get a better opportunity, go for it. Do it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Oh, that's a good idea. Sean says, pay for shout-outs. $13.10 for a shout-out. We can do a charity match. Yeah, there we go. You can Venmo me. Jades, we could make some freaking money. And that would be the first time that we've made money. It'd be great. You in on this deal? I will give you a dollar of each $13.10 I get. Is that fair?
We'll do $1.50 in this deal.
You set up the Venmo account, because what are the chances I can... do you think I have a Venmo account?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
So that makes me think, I think I need to have one, because I don't have one. Does that make me old?
A little bit, Brady.
Does everybody have a Venmo account?
Yeah, you're aging yourself right now.
Is it easy? Like, I just have a Venmo account, then you can just give me money?
Exactly.
Wow, man. I always wanted that, just to go up to somebody and be like, hey, you want to give me money? But not like in a begging type way, but it sounds more legit if it's Venmo. All right, set that up, Jades. Write it down, get it done, make the monies. I don't care how we do it. Anybody else need a shout out? Well, you know who owes us money? Freaking Den. I mean, come on. The Hooligans, the over-under today, what are we putting the over-under out at the Den mentions today on this show?
1.5.
Okay. Well, here's our first text of the day. We're not in there. Okay, good. 1.5 is what you're setting the over-under at. Well, you know, they owe us probably thousands by now, don't you think, for the amount of mentions that we've done? Getting close to it.
You're being generous, too.
The Well County Swami just texted then. That's it. You guys don't even try anymore. That's what's sad about the Hooligans. I get, like, people compliment the Hooligans all the time. And they say stuff like, man, your listeners are too smart for this. Your listeners, look at this. Look at this. Look at this interaction right here from Weld County Swami. Den. Then he types the sender. Then he types the Deb. Crap. Sorry. Den. I had big money on the over. I mean, it took him 77 tries to text that in to us. But yes, Hooligans, we are the smartest slot. I'll tell you that right now. 24 minutes after the hour. Got a short break coming up. When we come back, let's talk about the local guys, where they went, and what that means. I mean, I thought we had a lot of really good players. You know, I thought we had this area, CSU, CU. I'm not that shocked about UNC. I think you got to really, 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 really be good to get drafted from UNC. But I thought there was a lot of, you know, players that could. I was surprised Nate Landman did not get drafted. Carson Wells did not get drafted. Interesting. 24 minutes after the hour. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Go ahead. Let that go for a second, Jade. It's Monday. Let's get it cooking.
insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. So it's the people's elbow that I was doing there. Tanner Schwint is joining me a little bit early earlier of a morning.
That's right.
NoCo Now began a new adventure today. 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock every single. I loved listening to you on the way in, man. It was a great
time. I appreciate that. It was good. I didn't know how I was going to feel, but there's days where you set your alarm and you don't get out of bed right off the bat. But I was able to this morning, 5:45, which still not 4 a.m. gang with you. That's just, I'm not clinically insane yet.
Yeah,
so
I might be. There's a good chance I could
and
be.
And you don't have a Venmo. So,
Do you have a Venmo,
yes,
Jay? So we could have people send you the money.
Everyone's got a Venmo.
Everyone does?
Because, yeah, if we're out somewhere and it's like, oh, how do they want to split up the
bill? I don't
feel
like I do enough cool things where people are like, hey, here's some money.
Well, you need to Venmo me for the Nuggets loss in the series.
I owe you a beer.
You owe me multiple.
We said a beer.
We said two beer drinking sessions.
That could be two beers.
Oh, you know our beer drinking sessions don't stop there.
That's probably
come on
true.
Now. Yeah, no, it was good this morning. It was a nice change up. I'm glad to be starting off Northern Colorado's mornings with me, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be very informative. You're going to hear the Rockies bandwagon bus. It moved to the morning with us. It's driving still.
I like how you're like giving people. You can't join us.
May 15th is the deadline.
What, you can't be a fan of the Rockies anymore.
You can't be on the bus.
Well, I mean, nobody wants to get on.
Everybody wants to be on the bus. The only disclaimer I have to put out there is that the bus has no brakes. So if this thing
does seem like something.
If it does go off the cliff, uh-huh, then I'm taking it. I'm going down with it. We do have snacks and refreshments for your listeners, the hooligans out there. Yeah, we can make a stop at the Den at some point if need be, just for all your listeners. But May 15th, you got to be on, and you've got 2 weeks to decide. Where are you at with this? 13-9, really good start, but they're still sitting fourth
in the division.
Same
place, although I do think May is a big month. They should finish this month over 500 as well.
Yes.
They
need to pad that number with the Nationals starting tomorrow.
Yep.
And then
got to win that series.
You
got to win this series against Arizona. I don't even care about sweeps.
You've got to sweep the Diamondbacks.
You got to win those two series. Then you're on the road against San Francisco.
You gotta steal a game.
Then
you can't
Kansas
be swept.
City, who's not, they're no. not very good. Right.
So the Rockies have a really good possibility to pump that number up big time right now. The Nationals, really, you have to take two of the three at least.
Okay, I got a text. Tanner, set up a Venmo right now, and I've got people willing to put four payments in right now just to get the ball rolling. Because we're gonna start charging for shoutouts now.
Okay, yeah, I've got my Venmo.
Start one for KFKA.
Well, yeah.
How do you do one for KFKA?
You'll definitely get the money if you Venmo me.
No, I don't trust you. How do we get it? Start it for KFKA. Go KFK Venmo.
It's at Tanner-Schwint. At Tanner-Schwint.
It's got to be.
Well, then
at,
I can cash it out.
I don't. Do you trust him with the Venmo,
it.
Jades? You at, trust him with that?
At TANNER-SCHWINDT.
Okay.
Send the money.
Wouldn't
way.
It be easier just KFKA? Venmo KFKA. Man, we could make a killing off of this, Jades.
What are they getting for this? For the shout-out?
That was Sean and Meenan.
Yeah?
Then just shout-out.
Shout-out to those guys.
Yeah.
Hey, love those guys.
Be better than my grandma wants shout-outs all the time. Other people need shout-outs, too.
that is true. I'll shout-out Sean anytime. Man.
Okay. Get the Venmo going. Can you not start another one?
I don't know. You got to have a card on file. Do you have a card that you would like me to put on?
Use your card.
Well, that's why I've got my Venmo with the
card. More cards than just one.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a one card guy.
All right.
It's the Rockies.
I'm where I was with the Rockies. I'm not any higher on them. I'm not any lower. They needed to finish over 500 in April. They did. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah, they had to sweep that Red Series, and I was so glad to see them perform like they did. Chad Kuhl has been masterful.
Kyle Freeland was Kyle, my player of the week.
Right. No, and kudos to you for getting a Rockies on a Rockies guy on there.
They might not have much longer to do that, so you got to do it while you can.
So Chad Kuhl was masterful on Saturday. I mean, in a way that we haven't seen a Rockies pitcher pitch in a long time. I mean, Chad Kuhl has been incredible. Kyle Freeland, it was great to finally see him have that outing because on paper, when you look at it, he has not had a great start to the year. But he's throwing good pitches. That's the most frustrating thing about baseball is that he was pitching well. Now what can Herman's got to have a good start coming up to tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's got to have a dominant outing against the Nationals. But and your boy Brendan Rodgers, he's your boy. 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs
That's
yesterday.
You literally tweeted that you were in love with him. Half a second later, you tweeted that he sucks and they should bench him.
No, I thought that the double that he got late in one of the early season games was going to get him going, and it didn't. But I'm a realist. At a certain point, you like the guy, but you got to put him on the bench, and they did that. And forget about April now. Brendan Rodgers rolling right into May.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So if you are not on the bus by May 15th,
I'm not.
You are a mortal enemy of the bus.
I'm not on any buses.
But that's the bus.
I just...
You got to get on.
No.
We could co-drive it. We could take a
So that means I think the Rockies are going to be a playoff team?
Or close.
I said close. I already told you that.
Fine, playoff team. Yeah, you
got to
be a playoff
team. No, I'm not going to be on the bus.
You got to jump on there.
They're not a playoff team.
You will
team.
Be a mortal enemy, and then when they make the playoffs, I will slander you to death.
Well, I know you need a nap, so we'll let you go nap.
I'm not napping yet.
I'm not
by 2:30. I got 2 more good hours in me.
All right. Well, you did a great job.
Do some work.
Enjoy it. We got another announcement to make as a part of that show coming up.
Looking forward to that.
Later this week, so a very, very big announcement coming
How
up.
How does that work with the possibility of that guy joining me? How does that work with the bus?
I don't know.
Does he have to? He's not on the bus.
No.
What's going on?
You just spilled the beans that it's a guy.
I did. We're dropping hints.
Okay.
We're dropping hints. Hashtag next co-host. ? I'm pretty sure you use that.
Oh, my goodness. I don't
I've
know.
Got the Venmo.
Oh, Bruce Dick. He has a Venmo account.
Oh, God.
He just sent it to me. He said he has a Venmo account.
I love the picture. I don't have a picture on mine. How come nobody has paid
better
me?
Better you than you are.
Oh, I have a number. Where did that picture come from?
Did you get paid yet?
No.
How does
Why
the
not?
Money happen, guys?
I've got $19.52 in my Venmo. See? Look. Look at my Venmo. See? Brady, right over here. This is how it looks. This is Venmo. And you can pay
you don't
people.
Have that much in there.
Well, no. $19.52.
I'm trying to get
you. We could get over 30 with one donation of $13.10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got to do a shout out.
Yeah, give me a shout out. At Tanner-Schwint.
that's great. I love that. Sean just saying, Diana says she saw Ruthie Hole, which is my grandmother, yesterday at church. First 1310 would go to that shout out. My grandma is doing what she's always done, and she finds ways to earn.
Yeah, does she want to come do sales? I could use
she
somebody
might.
Like that.
She might, man.
Did she have a Venmo?
Probably. She probably does have a Venmo, actually.
I can help you set it up if you'd like.
Just make it happen.
Well, I need your phone and a credit card. Nothing bad could
Jades,
go wrong. Nothing
give
bad
me
could
credit
go wrong.
Card.
Nothing
you
bad
know
could
what you when I hired you, I said you're going to have to do
you
things
got,
that you don't always
a,
want to do.
You've got a Venmo, right? Okay, yeah. You know it's radio. Yeah.
I hear you say
in
you did.
College, it's like purely Venmo.
So you have to get one probably.
It's like the currency.
Really? Golly, dude. You got to be left behind.
You got to get on there.
Start investing in gold or something. Or Bitcoin.
If we ever go back to the gold standard, you're the guy.
I don't have any gold right now.
Well,
isn't Bitcoin the thing now? Nobody does the Bitcoin?
It's kind of fallen off. I don't buy into crypto. There's no regulations on it.
Isn't that like...
Is that the thing to do? That's kind of like, ooh, that's a cool hip thing to do. Venmo's regulated, at least. There's no risk involved with Venmo.
Because it's still just money at the end of the day.
Yeah. Why is Venmo... Venmo should Venmo us for this conversation.
That's probably a pretty good idea.
They should pay us for this right now.
Yeah, they should. They should advertise with us.
By the way, the going rate for how much advertising the Den has got on your program, we're well in the thousands.
Oh.
Well, so if you want me to go collect it.
Eastside Chris Brady was at the Den watching the entire draft coverage. Of course you were.
That's the overcash, then.
I don't want to read the rest. Do I read the rest of that? Wyoming and CSU each had more draftees than Texas Longhorns. Yeah, right? Texas didn't have anybody. And what were you saying, Jeds? They spend a crap ton of money. They Venmo more than anybody out there. And they don't have anybody in the in the thing.
Why? I'm a little frustrated with the Broncos.
Why?
Tell me I shouldn't be, but
why?
Why did when Trey McBride? I think it's safe to say he slid a little bit.
All right, I love Trey McBride as much as the next guy, but I think you got to move on, man.
I think you should.
He's a fine tight end, but you get excited for the weekend, and once they're not a Bronco, then you just move right on.
But didn't it make sense when he started to slide? Why not move up a couple of picks and go?
When was he taken? When was Trey taken?
The
second round,
41st pick.
Yeah, see, they took.
Right.
See, they took Dulcich at 80. So that would have had to move. Or no, excuse me.
They took
a tight end at 80. They took Bonito at 64. They would have had to move up, what, 20 spots then?
Yeah. And, I mean, that's just packaging one pick.
I don't know.
You're not a little frustrated with that? I'm a little
55.
Frustrated.
55? Trey was taken at 55?
There you go. So 6 spots. That's all
Still
they had to move up.
Yeah.
6 spots.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have been able to get their linebacker.
Pack it.
And I do like Nick Bonito. I think that. So basically the question is, who would you rather have, Nick Bonito or Trey McBride?
I think Trey McBride.
But Russell doesn't always go to the tight end,
right.
So it's not like. I mean,
no,
Trey
I
might be
it.
Doing the same crap that he was doing with Adazio.
He's good at it. He was really good at it. And I do like the point that you made about Bradley Chubb. It's going to be a make or break year for him. And if he doesn't put up, he's going to be done. And Nick Bonino could be that guy. But when he started to slide, I just fully expected to hear just a quick moving up 6 picks, the Denver Broncos select Trey McBride. I was frustrated with it because it's the best of both worlds. You get the number one tight end in the class, you get a local kid, and you get another weapon on talent. You can get another linebacker somewhere. I mean, they have proven that they can go find decent linebackers.
Dulcich was top 3 in the tight end class.
I know.
So the drop-off's not crazy.
Yeah.
I think you're fine. I think they're fine.
I think I'm a little frustrated. I haven't been able to figure out what I'm feeling yet. But I think I'm a little frustrated.
For your standards, the standards that you set for the Rockies, I think the Broncos are going to be just fine.
Oh, no, they're way above that. Listen, I know the bar is really low for the Rockies.
Was Trey McBride going to make or break however good the Broncos do next year? Because I honestly don't think this draft class, Nick Bonito's fine, whatever, but I don't think this year it moves the needle one way or the other.
I think McBride would have. And that was my poll question today on the program, was after the draft, have your expectations for the Broncos changed? And with the draft that they put together, it didn't. But I think if a guy like McBride does come in and you've got him where he can be in the run game for Gordon and Williams, and then he's got the versatility to go make catches nobody else does, I think he moves the needle for me. I think the expectations go up.
Well, I mean, he's in Arizona.
I know.
So you
Sad.
Have to get over that.
Sad.
42 minutes after the hour, Tanner Schwint of NoCo Now. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 o'clock, get your traffic, weather, news, sports information on NoCo Now. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios, 42 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. I want to shout out to No Limit Collectibles. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade your sports memorabilia, sports cards. They have it all. And now they're in our own backyard in Greeley, right next to great friends of ours, Cable. So you can go grab some of the best grub throughout the state and then pop on over to No Limit Collectibles. There's no limit to what you can collect. Great cards, man. Ken gets after it. He goes to different shows throughout the country and is constantly making sure he's finding what his clientele are after. So if by chance he doesn't have what you're looking for, there's a really good chance he's going to find it. That's No Limit Collectibles, now in Greeley, right next to Cables. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. If you want to get in on our poll question today, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Now that 1 month of baseball is over and the Rockies are 13-9, has your playoff outlook changed for the Rockies? Do you think that they are a playoff team? Or are you still kind of like, no? Or do you think that bad stuff's getting ready? Listen, here's the deal. If they somehow get out of May and they're under 500, then you should be very concerned. Because based on what they've done through 1 month, that should lead you to believe that maybe they're good enough to win a lot of these games coming up, to win a lot of these series coming up. So stay tuned. Back at it against Washington tomorrow, a winnable series. Start the month off. Well, they did start the month off with a bang. They finished the sweep over Cincinnati yesterday or last night. So able to get that one done. So we'll find out what they're able to do against Washington. Jerry Schimmel will join me in the second hour as we talk all things Colorado Rockies. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Now, locally, Trey McBride was the only one to get drafted. Ryan Stonehouse, punter extraordinaire, was not drafted. However, four punters were taken above him. Scott Patchen signed as a free agent with the Colts. Very happy for Komaite Kofi, the corner for UNC. We had him in here. What a tremendous story. If you guys want to go back and listen to that, all of our podcasts are available at thewholeshow.com. Or, better yet, I am hip to this stuff. Spotify and Apple and iTunes, all that stuff. You can find our podcast there or at 1310kfk.com. The bottom line is you have ways to find our podcast, our programs. Everything that we do is available for you. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 1249 the time. We'll take a short break. The Golden State Warriors and the Milwaukee Bucks get some wins yesterday in their game one. But what's going on with Draymond Green? I think the Warriors are going to win this whole thing. I really do now. And I think that bodes well for the Nuggets. But is there going to be a speed bump ahead for Golden State? Talk about it next. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. Shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. For over 51 years, OCR has been the specialist in medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses, and they provide care along the Front Range. They're proud to be now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group as well. Check them out online, orthohealth.com. They helped me out a couple years ago. I was having some weird issues with my shoulder and just some therapy, some different types of stretches and workouts that I could do. Really helped, and it wasn't surgery or anything crazy. And sometimes you might need that. Not sure. I'm not the doctor. I'm not the physician. But for me, it was as easy. It wasn't that easy, but it was as easy as that. All right, Draymond Green. We're still waiting to see what his status is for tomorrow night. Now, he has not been suspended for tomorrow yet. But he did get a pretty big flagrant foul that knocked him out of the game at game one. Golden State ends up rallying. Klay Thompson misses some free throws, but still makes shots critical when they needed to. That's gonna be a fun series. John Morant is becoming a star. Just he already is, but in big games. But Draymond Green kind of has a track record for getting banned from playoff games. Remember the Game 5 in 2016, I think it was Game 5, he gets suspended from that game, and that was when Cleveland came back down 3-1 and won a championship. Now, Green was ejected from that game late when it was really crucial for him to go out, but again, Golden State good enough and deep enough. I mean, Jordan Poole's back to the bench, by the way, and still had 30-plus. So this is a deep team that I think is going to go the distance this year. Green was on his podcast, The Draymond Green Show. I wonder what that's about. Very interesting one, he said. One thing about that foul is I actually tried to hold him up. Well, I wasn't told anything because I left the court, but guys were told I was ejected for throwing him down, which is very interesting because even once he hit the ground, I was still holding his jersey. Now, did you see it? It was weird. Comes down, hard foul, grabs him by the jersey, pulls him down to the ground, holds onto the jersey, but he's not holding him up. You're not holding anybody up by cloth. Hard foul, he grabs by the jersey, rips downward, pulls him to the ground, says he wasn't holding him up. You're not holding anybody up like that. So Draymond Green, we'll see. Is he got a flagrant two? I agreed with the call. Should he have been ejected? I don't know. Maybe. Why do I like Draymond Green? I kind of do. I don't know why, but I kind of do. He better be ready for game two. That's all I got to say. All right. We'll get back at it. Second hour coming up next. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies on the other side. We'll be right back. Come to the side.